I'm so excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
She's like an emotional friend group terrorist. She like parachuted in and set off a bomb and ran.
But like, she's also dumb because she didn't even stick around for the fallout. The fallout's the best part. Like, I would kill to be in that room.
Hi, and welcome to Normal Gossip. I'm Kelsey McKinney. In each episode of this podcast, we're going to bring you an anonymous morsel of gossip from the real world. This week, we have staff writer and host of Slate's internet culture podcast, ICYMI, Rachel Hampton, also my friend. I'm thrilled she's here. Rachel, what are you up to? How do you feel?
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. I keep saying this, never been more excited for a podcast than for Normal Gossip, because all I ever want in my life is for people to tell me gossip.
Do you consider yourself a gossip?
I want to say no, but the truth is yes, I am. I'm always like, what do you have to tell me? Do you have any like hot goss? I don't know.
Wait, so then why do you say no? If you're like literally like, what's the hot goss? I don't think you can say no. I'm not a gossip.
I can't say no. Well, because I'm like, I don't want people to think they can't trust me with their secrets. Like, I'll keep a secret.
But can they?
They can. I won't tell anybody that they know. I feel like that's the important thing about a secret. It's just like, no one you know will know about this, but like, my roommate's gonna know. Like, my best friend's gonna know. You can't have me hold this by myself. That's a lot of pressure.
My problem is, I feel like if you give me someone else's gossip, everyone I know will know. Right? Like, if it's gossip that you can't keep the secret, that's not my problem.
No, exactly. Exactly. I love that kind of gossip where they're just like, I just have to tell you this and it has nothing to do with me. And I was just like, the way I'm about to spread this, like, far and wide.
What's your preferred method for scattering little gossip seeds into the world?
Always in person.
Okay.
Always, not like right off the bat. Like, I wait till we're like 20-30 minutes into a hang, and then I'm just like, okay, the vibes are correct. I just want to make sure we don't have anything serious to talk about. And then I'm like, okay, do you want to hear some wild shit? And they're always like, yeah, of course, you don't even have to ask. And I'm like, great, 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 great. So here's a story. That's always the best way. If it has to be a phone call, I still wait a little while into the phone call. Sometimes people want to talk about like their grandma dying, and I don't want to be like my coworker fuck somebody they shouldn't have. You know, that's rude.
It's rude, and it's like hard to pivot back from that into like your serious face. It's like, oh no.
Exactly. I'm like, I can't be in charge of pivots, so I'm just gonna wait until I don't think there's gonna be a pivot.
Till you can just fully pivot the conversation into drama. Yeah, yes. I think that's good. That's a good friend to be, I think.
Thank you. I also think of myself as a good friend.
I think you are. It's funny because we've had people on here who have said like, they've said like, oh, some of my friends are gossips, but not all of them. And I'm like, what? I'm like,
what does that mean?
What? Because all of my friends are gossips because I force them into it.
Oh, that's when you know you're a good gossip, is when somebody who normally is not a gossip, it starts to become one because they are around you. My roommate's a bit like this, where she has now, since I started living with her, started saying, okay, can I say something bitchy? And I was like, bitch, yes. Like, what do you think I'm here for? And it's because I'm always a bitch in our household. And now she started doing it. And I love that for myself and for her.
That's incredible. I like that she, like, wants your permission.
Mm-hmm. It is very sweet. I'm just like, you don't even have to ask, but I appreciate that you're letting me know what's happening.
That's incredible. What was your relationship with gossip like growing up? Like, did your parents gossip? Did you have any kind of feeling about it?
I feel like part of the reason why I don't know if I consider myself a gossip is because my mom just always kind of talks about people, not in like a mean way. Like, I don't consider her like a malicious person, but she'll tell me that shit that's going on with her friends. And she'll be like, oh, your auntie's doing this or your cousin's doing that. And so I think I have an issue distinguishing between what's gossip and what's just normal chatter, because it all feels the same to me in a way. I'm just like, everyone's business is my business.
This is, my mom always jokes that the reason I became a reporter in the first place is just because I'm nosy as hell. Like, it wasn't like oh, this is a good career. I was just like, wait, there's an excuse.
Yes.
To be like, hello, what are you doing?
No, exactly. And it's, my mom always says, she said, Rachel can't hold water because I can't keep a secret, which I think is also why.
You're contradicting yourself. You just were like, I can keep one.
I keep a secret in a very specific way.
Wait.
If someone tells me don't tell anyone, then I won't. But I'm always.
But you'll be mad.
I will. Oh, yeah, 100%. I'll be really upset. I'm just like, motherfucker. Like, why can't I talk about this? But I think the key to keeping. Also, I'm sorry. I don't know how much cussing.
Oh, we're doing. We're just going to put that little E right at the top of every episode.
Great.
I don't know how to not curse. So.
No, me neither. I'm just like.
We have no chance.
I really hope that no one, my mom, isn't listening to this.
Mom, like, don't listen. Turn this off.
Don't, because then you'll hear me telling your business.
Wait, I want to go back to something you said. You were like, you said that it's hard for you to distinguish between what's just like normal chatter and what's gossip. How would you draw that line? Or can you?
I mean, in my household, no, I can't distinguish. Like, what my mom is telling me versus what I'm like, what exactly are you telling me that I'm not supposed to tell anybody else? Because it all just gets mixed in.
Okay.
In my real life, I feel like there's a vibe with gossip where you can kind of see someone's, like, demeanor shift when they're telling you something that maybe is a bit juicy.
In what, like, describe it to me.
I mean, you describe this, like, smile that I get when I have gossip, and I feel like most people, when they're telling you gossip, just, like, they look like the cat that swallowed the canary. Like, they're so happy to tell you something because they're like, I know something you don't know, but you're gonna know it. And you kind of know how your friend's gonna react. That's the best part, where you're like, when you hear something in real life and you're like, I can't wait to tell this to my best friend because she's going to lose her fucking shit. And that's the smile on their face where you're just like, you've been waiting to tell me this. And I'm so honored that you told me this.
That's so beautiful. There is like a, to me, there are like levels of gossip. Like there's like a gossip that I like write the text and then I copy the text and I send it to several people. And then there's like voice memo level where I'm like talking into my phone really frantically. And then there's like elite gossip where I'm like, we need to have drinks today.
Yes. No, I agree with that distinguishment. The copy-paste text is always fun because I'm like, oh, I get so many different reactions. But I think the elite gossip is the best gossip.
It's the biggest secret.
Yeah, yeah. The secret I'm not keeping. I mean, don't tell me anything if you don't want my best friend to know. I just feel like that's the way I live my life.
I think you get, like, even I think if you're like a very strict, like gossip is bad person, I think you at least get like two people that it's considered like, well, you guys are, I assumed you were going to tell them.
No, exactly. Like, I feel like when people, this is how I know that we live in a society that loves when when people are partnered, where I'm like, I feel like if I tell somebody who has like a long-term partner something, we all assume they're going to tell them that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my relationship with my best friend is just as important as your relationship with your husband, you know? Like, I should be able to tell her whatever. Yes. So this is how I feel, where I'm like, if you tell me a secret, just pretend my best friend's my wife.
Yes. Also, though, like often spouses, they don't get it. They're not as excited.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's the most disappointing is when you tell somebody something you think is really important and then they're like, I don't understand why you care. And then I'm like, I don't know you.
Would you like to hear some gossip about people we don't know?
There is nothing I would love more.
Incredible. So our like friend of a friend, Sophia, she used to live in like a big city in America. And during the pandemic, she was like, this sucks. I like want to have a yard for my dog.
I'm like tired of being in this tiny little apartment. Okay. And also she's a photographer. So she's like, I'm not making enough money to pay my rent in this apartment. I can't stay here.
Sophia's very relatable.
She is. And so during the pandemic, she was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move to like a commuter town that's okay. like close to the city I live in, but is like known for having a cool art scene. Okay. So I'll move there and I'll like make friends there and I can like kind of have a bigger life because I'll have more disposable income. You're already making a face. What is it?
I'm just, you know, I appreciate the sentiment, but also, I don't know, whenever I hear like artsy commuter town, I'm like, I feel like you're just trying to replicate the vibes of a big city in a small city.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you because artsy vibes in small towns are always like, we have a gallery.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or it just feels manufactured where I'm just like, you made this happen. None of this is organic. And I can tell. You know?
Yeah, everything's so new.
Yeah. Yeah. This is how I feel about like any like keep Austin weird. And I'm like, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Keep Austin weird as like Tesla moves in. It's like,
no, exactly.
On.
I'm like, you have a Whole Foods. You can't be weird anymore.
Okay, so our friend is moving to the small town, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I need to make friends. I need to figure out how to make friends. And she sees, like, you know, online somewhere that there's a knitting group in her little town. And she's like, you know what? I learned to knit over the pandemic. I'm not very good, but this could maybe be, like, a good entry point to making some friends.
Okay. I'm seeing her point. Here's the point.
I'm so glad you're here because just all your face is just like you're already like, I don't like it. I don't think this is good.
This feels, you know, I recognize as an adult you have to go out and make friends. They don't just come to you. But whenever there's like an organized thing, an organized group, I'm just immediately suspicious.
Like, why?
I don't know. It just feels... I mean, I'm a deeply corny person, but there's an edge to earnestness that kind of stresses me out. And mm-hmm. I feel like groups, like knitting groups, I'm like, oh, are you going to be like that kid in the back of the class who like made weird noises because they thought that they were like a dinosaur or something? You know? I'm sorry yes, if that's rude.
No, I know what you mean. And I think you're not wrong, right, in this scenario. So Sophia is like, I'm going to go to this event. But I'm not going to show up empty-handed, right? It's, like, rude to show up empty-handed. Mm-hmm. So she goes to this event, and it's at this, like, big, big house. Big house, like, gardens, all okay. that shit. And it's owned by this woman named Laurel. And Laurel is, like, you know, she's like, why are you making that face? We're not going to get anywhere.
Sorry, I'll control my face. This is my mom also says this about me. I have a very transparent face. The name Laurel is just...
It's
nothing good happens with a woman named Laurel.
Yes. You can imagine... You can already kind of imagine the type of woman she is.
No, exactly. Like, I'm seeing blonde. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a large McMansion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of this is making me happy.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to hear what Laurel's going to do.
So Sophia shows up and she's like, I'm not going to show up empty handed because it's rude. So I've brought a like snack tray, you know, I like went to the store, I got a snack tray and I got a bottle of wine. I'm feeling great.
Wow.
She like is welcomed into the home. The person who opens the door is not Laurel. So they're like, oh, Laurel's in the kitchen. Like, so nice to meet you. Go meet her. You have all these snacks. So like, please go over there. Mm-hmm. She's like, great. So she goes in there. She like sets them down. Immediately we have a problem because Laurel is like, oh my God, thank you so much for bringing these. Are these gluten-free?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Are they? They're not gluten-free.
No, of course they're not.
No, I mean, why would they be? Yeah.
It's a snack tray. Yeah. So she's like, no. And Laurel's like, oh, it's fine. I'm just going to, like, make a little sign really quick so that people know. She's like, okay. Then she does that thing that really annoying hostess do, where she takes the bottle of wine out of Sophia's hand. And she's like, oh my God, this, thank you so much for bringing this. I'm just going to save it for myself later.
What?
Because she doesn't want to put her wine out.
She wants to control the wine.
Oh my God. I just feel like if you have this level of control issues, tell people what to bring, you know?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Just be like, I only want a 2017 Malbec. And I'll be like, okay, fuck you, I'm bringing nothing. You know?
But our, like, Sophia is there to, like, she's being amenable, yeah, right? Yeah. So she's like, okay, first strike against this woman is that she's, like, being extremely annoying to me. Mm-hmm. But that's only one strike, so fine.
We'll keep going.
And so she, like, gets into this group and they're all, like, you know, they're all knitting and, like, they're, it's, like, a big group, right? There are, like, 20 people at this house. And they're, so you, she can tell that there are, like, factions, but she can't tell, like, who's in which faction. So she's trying to, like, make friends, right?
Yeah.
And immediately they, like, can tell that she's a novice knitter, which is fine.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh my God, let us help you, right? Because people with passion love to help.
Uh-huh.
And so they're like, okay, the first thing you need to do is upgrade your supplies. She's like, they're like, we have them. You can, like, use ours. We have plenty. But, like, you need better needles. And, like, why don't you use patterns that are, like, a little more interesting than the ones you're doing? And Sophia's like, okay, thank you. Because she does really want to get better. Okay. And these women, unlike Laurel, seem to be helpful.
Okay.
But then they're also like, also, you cannot be using acrylic wool.
Why?
Well, their points are good. They're like, well, acrylic wool can melt because it has plastic in it.
Mm-hmm.
And because it has plastic in it, the, like, acrylic wool is just releasing microplastics into the environment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that seems bad.
It does seem bad. But Sophia's also like, okay, but it's really cheap.
Yeah.
And, like, it comes in every color. So, like, you're making, while I agree with you ethically, this is now a problem for me because I need to, like, find new wool and all the yarn in my bag is acrylic, so I cannot use this.
Yeah, yeah. Also, semi-inaccessible. Like, what if I just don't have money to be spending on fancy wool, you know?
Right, and I think the good thing about this group is that they're, like, wealthy enough that they're just, like, giving things, you know? So she's like, this is kind of fine, right? Like, I have these new needles. I'm getting wool. Like, this seems okay. I like it here, right? She's like, do I not like Laurel? Yes. Am I going to try to make it work? I am. As she's there, she realizes that they're doing a lot more than not using acrylic wool.
Oh.
These women are, like, sourcing wool from, like, the nearby farms. From sheep. They're, like, obtaining sheep, whatever. And they're, like, turning it into yarn.
Oh, my God.
And hand-dyeing it.
Oh, my. Whoa. Oh, they got the little, like, I've seen the loom.
Loom, and there's, like, a crank thing
that you can
put the little, like, I don't even know what this stuff is called. But it's, like, you're putting the wool on there, and it, like, is mixing it up.
Yeah.
Spindle. It's called a spindle.
Also, we're both just making hand motions on a podcast.
We're just like, you know, famously an audio medium. Yeah. I think we're doing a lot of
We're doing
of good
phenomenal.
Work.
They can see exactly what we're doing.
Okay, I know.
So they have, yeah, yeah. Wow. So okay.
They're in it.
They're not just hobbyists at this point. This is not a casual thing for them.
Right. And that's what Sophia is figuring out. But she can tell that there are some people who, like, aren't as invested as other people. So she's like, I think there might still be room for me here because, like, I probably don't need to get that invested. And also, these women have taught me a lot of cool shit about wool. Now I will teach you. What she has learned is that the fibers, like the wool fibers, are coated in something called lanolin, which is like wax from the sheep. And so it's water repellent. And it, like, helps keep the fibers clean. So that's why you don't have to wash wool sweaters as much.
Oh.
That's why they always seem clean, which I thought was just some magic that I was doing in the winter, but turns out is a chemical science.
I just thought I was wearing dirty clothes. I was like, I'm not washing.
Yeah. You're like, whatever. It's a wool. I can't. I don't know, whatever. No. It'll be fine.
Cool. Wow.
Spot, clean it and move on. Yeah.
I feel like I've heard of lanolin and I can't remember why, but
because it's in a lot of beauty products and we're going to get there.
Okay. Wow. Oh. Okay.
Okay. So she's like, this is great. You know, I feel like I'm getting along with people. She like goes back to her house and she's like doing more knitting now. And she's feeling like really inspired. And she's in this group text. And so she's like getting little, you know, people are like sending her patterns. She's like learning. She's like, okay, this is great. I'm doing something with my hands, which feels good.
Yeah.
And like a couple of the people I'm starting to like. Great. So she goes back the next time to this group. It's been like a month. She's feeling a little more comfortable. She doesn't bring anything this time because she's like, if Laurel wants to critique me, she can just. Yeah.
She can suck it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she, our friend shows up and she's like, you know, she's in the group. She's having a good time.
Yeah.
And she's like, my lips are really chapped, right? Uh-huh. And so she pulls out chapstick, right? She pulls out like a Carmex out of her bag and she's like, okay, I'll just like, she's just using it, right? And Laurel.
Oh, God. I was like, I don't like where this is going.
She's like, oh, do you want me to get you like, she doesn't say a better chapstick, but that's what she means.
That's the undertone.
And she's like, you know, like, I have one made of lanolin, the same stuff that's in the wool, and, like, it's really nice, and you can have it. And so she, like, goes and gets it, and she gives it to our friend, and Sophia is like, okay, to be honest, this chapstick slaps, and, like, I'm thrilled to have it for free. Sick. And so she admits, like, after, like, an hour of, like, holding her, like, little tongue and being like, I'm not gonna say anything, she finally is like, you know what, this is a really nice chapstick. Thank you so much, like, please drop a link, girl, like, I want to buy it. And Laurel's like, yeah, you know, I just like, it's really important to me that I know exactly what goes into my body, and I want to make sure that everything I'm using comes from the earth.
Oh God. I mean, her name is Laurel, so this all makes sense to me.
Knowing the timeline of this, that this happened spring of this year, are there any questions that you have?
Oh, Miss Mam's an anti-vaxxer. I can already feel it. I can feel it brewing in my, like, it's just there.
Sophia's like, what's going on here? And also, like, I'm in this woman's house.
Oh, God. I forgot about that part.
Right? So at this point, What should she do?
See, I am very blunt. And so I would just be like, that's interesting. How do you feel about vaccines?
That's interesting. What's your stance on ivermectin?
No, like, I would just be like, listen, I mean, or I would make it funny. Like, I would be like, oh, I'm actually really bad at pronouncing most things. Like, could I pronounce the scientific name for aloe vera? No. So, you know, I really feel like we should just, like, trust science. And, like, see how that went over, you know?
Yeah, kind of like lead her into a little trap.
Exactly.
After which she confesses to you what we assume she's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, she's an anti-vaxxer. Okay.
Okay, so Sophia does not do this. Okay, because she, you know, to be honest, she's a better person than us. And so she's like, you know what? It's none of my business.
I mean, you're in her house. It kind of is.
Okay, yeah, I agree. I think it's her business.
Yeah.
But sadly, I'm not in charge here. So she's like, I'm not going to, it'll be fine. Like, I'll ask around and see if I can figure it out. But she's like, you know what? I'm vaccinated. I know that most of the women in this group are vaccinated just from the way they've talked. So, like, the risk seems mainly to Laurel in this situation.
I'm just like, we've heard of breakthrough cases. Like, is the risk mainly to Laurel at this point? I mean, I guess in, like, spring 2021, we're all like, I'm vaxxed and I'm fine. And now we're all just like, Delta.
Yeah, yes. That was when we all thought we were invincible.
Yes. I miss that time.
Same. So she's like, okay, this is fine. Like, whatever. So now this month is over. This, like, month's knitting group. So it's been, like, 3 months at this point, right? We've skipped forward a couple weeks in time. And suddenly something happens.
Is it Delta?
No. So it is viral, though. Sophia logs into her Instagram, and Laurel has gone, like, mega vi.
For what?
Thank you so much for asking. You're going to love this.
I'm so excited.
It's like, for these like 4-inch knitted squares.
Uh-huh.
That say male tears on them.
Oh my God. It's like the keychain that says fuck the patriarchy on it.
Yes. It's like, you know, third wave feminist in the bad way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, capitalism, yes, as a political party.
Yes. No, it's like, if I have this phone case that says male teals on it, then I am a feminist.
I am fighting.
Oh my God. So has she gone viral in a positive way? As in people are, yes, like, oh my God, I want this? Or has she gone viral in the way where I presume if we saw it on our Twitter feeds, we'll be like, what the fuck?
So this is the big problem, is that she's gone viral in the positive way. And Sophia is like, she's like, I think these are shit. And, yeah, like, she's like, I don't know if I can tell anyone in the knitting group that I think they're shit, because everyone is like, because the dynamics are still not clear to me. And also, like, everyone seems to love her.
See, this is where Sophia's going incorrect. What you always do in a group is you split off someone who is not the queen bee and you suss them out. And then you need to figure out the alliances as quickly as possible, or else you're just flying blind. She needs to be more of a gossip.
Yes, I completely agree with you, but I think that's because you and I are nosy. Like, I think our inclination is to be like, I need to know what everyone does in this room. And I need to know, yes, who's cheating on their husband.
No,
and
same.
I need to, yes, know who is your person in this group that you're going to share secrets with. No. And I need to know that yesterday.
No, exactly. I'm going in. Like, the potential of a new group is not, like, new friends. It's new gossip. Like, yeah. Sophia, girl.
She's got it. She needs to get it together, but.
She needs to get it together.
She can't.
Okay, so she doesn't talk to anyone. Does she ask anyone in the group how they feel about it?
She, like, tries to feel it out, but. You know how these situations are where, like, someone is the queen bee and something good happens to them and everyone's like, I'm just so happy for her. And there's, like, maybe something behind that, but it's dangerous to be like, do you think that these are absolute shit like me?
Yeah. No, she needs to, this sussing out can't be over text. She has to go get somebody drunk.
And I know. Then, she doesn't.
Ugh.
So the next, like, group meeting is, like, a week after this, because they're every month. And she's gone viral. And Sophia is like, I'm going to, like, feel it out. But everyone seems, like, happy for her. And everyone's like, yay, Laurel.
So we love Laurel. And
Sophia's like, I hate this bitch. But she's like, whatever. The group she's made is nice. I keep getting free shit. It's fine. They're, like, sitting around doing their little knitting. And Laurel, like, in the group is like, oh, my God, Sophia, isn't your sister an influencer? And Sophia's like, yes, but I did not tell you this. I have never said anything about this in this group.
How does Laurel?
Because Laurel is a climber. Like, she's one of those people. And so she's, like, in front of everyone, she's like, would you want to send one of these, like, coasters to your sister?
Oh my God. Honestly, Laurel is playing 4D chess. And I
She have really is.
It. Like, I have to see, this is what happens when you're up against someone playing 4D chess. You have to play 5D chess. Like,
but Sophia, like, didn't even know there was a chess game, which is part of the problem, right?
If you walk into a person's house and they take your bottle of wine and say, no, I don't want this, in the most polite way possible, we are playing chess, not checkers, you know? Like,
you're not wrong. I don't know what to tell you. So she's like, but now it's like, what is she going to fucking do? Not send it to her sister? She could. That's what I would do. But Sophia is like, she's like, you know what? I'm not going to send them to my sister. She was like, I'd be happy to ask my sister if she wanted them. Okay. Is that fine?
That's diplomatic.
Very diplomatic. And Laurel's like, sure. I'll send you home with some and you can just ask her. And Sophia's like, oh, Jesus, okay, fine. So she goes home and they're, like, in a little box, right? And she, like, calls her sister and she's like, do you want these? And her sister is, like, much more basic. So her sister is like, please, I love them. Please send them over.
No. Oh, God.
This is, in my opinion, a big mistake. She should have never asked.
Oh, no, she should have lied. She should have been like, actually, my sister doesn't do politics, so she doesn't want this.
Actually, my sister drinks male tears as part of her diet, so this is offensive to her.
Actually, they got lost in the mail. I'm so sorry. The USPS, you know, we've really supply chain issues. You know, it's we have issues here.
There are so many excuses just right there.
Sophia. Honestly, I came in and I was like, Laurel is clearly the person in the wrong here, but I really feel like Sophia's making mistakes. Sophia's hustling backwards.
She really is. But she's like, okay, I'm going to send these to my sister, but like Laurel gave these to me in this like big box. And it, like, has, like, decorations and shit. And this seems like it's going to be expensive to send. And these are coasters, so I'm just going to shove them into an envelope and send them that way.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Yeah. And she takes them out. And she's holding one in her hand.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, this isn't wool.
Is it acrylic wool?
It's acrylic wool.
I got so excited. I'm so sorry if I blew anybody's eardrums out. But oh my God, it's acrylic wool.
It's acrylic wool. Like, you know, you Laurel can feel
is a hypocrite. Oh my God. This is thrilling.
So she's like, what do I do with this information? Like, how?
Oh my God.
And now it is your turn. What is your next move?
Okay. Okay. Again, I'm blunt and I'm also petty. So what I would do is she went viral, right, on Instagram. Uh-huh. What I would do is I would make an anonymous Instagram page and then comment on the viral post and say, I bought these and they're acrylic. What's wrong with you? And I would just keep doing that until it blew up.
Something I should have mentioned earlier that I did not is that the fact that these are like made with handmade wool from the sheep in the neighborhood is a big selling point.
No, exactly. That's why you have... No, I would have... anonymous Instagram page all the way.
I love that. Not Sophia.
Sophia, because then no one... See, this is why... If I was the anonymous person submitting this stuff, I would be on top of all of it.
Right. So that's what's funny is, like, all of these gossips we get are submitted from someone else. So they're always, like, my dumb-ass friend
is, like,
not doing anything.
Great, great, great. I love that someone is like, oh, my friend Sophia is really, she's fumbling the bag.
She is. So the question was, do you dox her, essentially? And your answer is yes via fake Instagram page.
Oh, yeah.
Sophia does not.
What does Sophia do?
She's like, well, maybe just the ones she gave my sister because they're free are acrylic wool.
No.
Then she gets an email from Laurel. This is like 2 weeks later. She sends them to her sister. Her dumbass sister like posts them on Instagram. Annoying. So now
free
she's
advertising?
I know. So
in this economy?
I know. So now she's like in Laurel's favor, right?
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah. So she gets this email that's like only to some of the women in the knitting group. Mm-hmm. And the email is like, hi, the demand is like skyrocketing for my male tears coasters. And I need help like with production, essentially, with like packaging and doing the labels and like making the little cards and like all this extra stuff. She's like, so if you guys come over, I'll like cater this really nice dinner for us and I'll like send it. It'll have all this fancy wine and like also I'll give you a little present.
Okay.
Here's your next question. Do you go?
Yes, because I'm a nosy, petty bitch and I love drama. Yes, I would 100% go. Even though I would have made different choices up until that point, I would think, I'm assuming Sophia's going to go. And this is the only place I agree with her.
She does.
I would want, yes, good.
Yeah.
As she should.
She goes.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, this is great. I'm going to get my fancy dinner. I'm going to, whatever. Laurel has great taste.
Some free wine.
Like, whatever you say about Laurel, she's got good taste.
We can't fault her for taste. I mean, again, I think Laurel's a genius at this point.
She's terrifying.
Yeah, a genius.
Yes. Sophia goes over there and she's like, you know, doing all these like tedious things, like taping the boxes and like printing the little cards and writing people's names in nice script, you know, all of that. And she's like, ugh, you know, I've been here for a couple hours. I'm like, I just need to go to the restroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the, like, restroom really close to the living room, and somebody's, like, already in it. So she's like, okay, I'll go to the other one. Because, of course, this house has, like, multiple downstairs bathrooms. Oh, the luxury. And so she goes down the hall, and as she gets to the second bathroom, she sees that the, like, door to Laurel's studio is open.
Ooh, does she go in?
So she goes in. Yes. She's like, you know what? I have reason to believe that I need to go in here.
The first smart decision Sophia has made thus far. I support her.
Proud of her. She finally.
We're back on Sophia's side.
She decided to be nosy. She's doing it right. And she goes in there, and what does she find? But laundry baskets of acrylic wool with like the Joann's label around them.
Does she take a photo?
Yes.
Yes!
So now, this is the last time I'm going to ask you what she should do. You're in the house. You have not been fed your luxurious dinner yet.
Oh.
You have a photo of the fake wool on your phone. What is your move?
Oh, I continue on as if nothing has happened because I want the free food. Like, Laurel has great taste. Laurel's clearly rich. I'm going to take the free food. I'm going to take the free food, do my little labels, continue on, and then once again, make my anonymous Instagram account with the photo. And that is what I would do.
So she does stay for dinner.
Good.
She stays for dinner. She's like, delicious. Loved it. Incredible. Iconic. My favorite dinner of all time. She doesn't make an anonymous Instagram account. But she does go home and log on to a site called Ravelry.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know about Ravelry?
I do. Actually, my friend knit me a sweater. And so she was sending me, like, where to get, like, she was like, here's the link to the wool, like, pick a color. So I am aware of Ravelry. Yes.
Okay, so you know that it's, like, a fancy knitting site.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Ravelry also has forums.
Oh, yes. We love an internet. I mean, we don't love an internet forum because they're toxic, but this is perfect.
So Sophia goes onto the internet forum and she creates her little fake name.
Yes.
And she posts.
Oh my
God. The photo.
Yay. Okay, what happens? I need to know what. This is delicious.
Well, here's the problem that she had not thought through. Laurel is obviously going to know that it was someone in the knitting circle because she took the photo inside Laurel's house.
Well, yeah, of course. You just have to have plausible deniability.
Yes. So Laurel gets, like, universally canceled by the knitting community.
Yeah.
They're all like, she's a fake. We hate her.
She's a fraud. She's using acrylic wool. She said it was handmade from the sheep in Peru.
They're like, this bitch is posting, like, Instagram reels of a spindle making wool. And she's, like, out here using Joann's acrylic wool.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So your last question is, 2 weeks after Laurel is canceled, she gets the email for the next month's knitting club.
Oh, Sophia does.
Do you go?
Yes. 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 I knew I had to think about it. Of course. Because the thing is, even if, like, Laurel knows that it's me, I don't, what do I have to lose? I just moved here. I can just make another community. Like, I've only known these bitches for 4 months. Like, this is not my problem. But also, if you go, you can just sow the seeds of doubt. You'll be like, why would I do that? I don't know you all. Like, this is my perfect setting. I would be so excited to go to this event.
Because you would, like, find a way to cast the blame onto someone else.
Oh, yes. This is what I'm made for. Yeah.
Sophia is not as strategic. So what she does is she says, no, I will not be going, which immediately makes her the villain.
That's worse. No, exactly. That makes it worse. Like, if you're the only one who doesn't show up, then it's immediately clear that you're the one who leaked it.
Yeah. So Sophia's like, you know, I'm not going back. And also, it seems like the pandemic is clearing up. I'm going to move back to the city. I don't need to be here. She just, like, truly is like, peace. I'm bailing. Bye.
Oh, my God. I mean, on some level, that is iconic. She moved to this small town for 4 months, just blew up their local knitting community, and then peaced out. I kind of love that.
Yeah, she is like she's like an emotional friend group terrorist. She, like, parachuted in and set off a bomb and ran.
But, like, she's also dumb because she didn't even stick around for the fallout. The fallout's the best part. Like, I would kill to be in that room.
Yes, to be in the room where, like, everyone else is at the knitting circle except for Sophia, who was one of the, like, six people there.
Yes, yes. She made a mistake. She should have been there. Because the way they would have been all accusing each other, That's beautiful.
Yeah.
When do you get the chance to see that in real life?
Rare.
Rare.
And that's our story. That's what we have for you today, Rachel.
Kelsey, that was the most beautiful story I've ever heard. Like, I'm going to go tell this story to so many people.
You have to. That's the beauty.
Oh, wow. It really had so much. Like, it had vaccines. It had pandemic drama. It had knitting. It had Instagram. It had an internet forum. Like, you told the perfect story for me.
Sometimes you're just blessed.
You've blessed me.
Where can our listeners find you?
They can find me on...
Where would you like to be found?
Not at my home, please. Don't come here. I will kick you out. But you can find me on Wednesdays and Saturdays hosting Slate's Internet Culture Podcast, in case you missed it, ICYMI, or on Twitter, Haydenae, HUYYDNAE. I'm mostly sad tweeting. If you want to follow that, hit me up.
Thanks so much for coming on the show. This was a blessing.
Oh my God. Thank you for having me. I'm giddy right now. Like, this was so good.
Of course. Thanks so much for listening to Normal Gossip. If you disagreed with our takes or have a gossip story to share, please email us at normalgossip@defector.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail at 2679-GOSSIP. You can follow me on all social media at McKinney Kelsey, and you can follow the podcast on Instagram at Normal Gossip. This podcast was produced by Alex Sujon Laughlin. Thank you to Projects Editor Justin Ellis and Editor-in-Chief Tom Lay and the rest of the Defector staff. And thank you to Alex for sharing this gossip story with us. Defector Media is a collectively owned, subscriber-based media company. If you love this podcast and want to support us, subscribe to Defector at defector.com. I'm Kelsey McKinney, and remember, you did not hear this from me.
Radiotopia.